yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
And he's out right there.
On December 19th, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he would pull out his troops from Syria as soon as possible. He tweeted, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." Trump's decision resulted in the resignation announcements of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Brett McGurk, the special presidential envoy for the so-called Global Coalition to Defeat Daesh.
Secretary Mattis was one of the few symbols, the few items of strength and stability in this administration. Everything that indicates stability, everything that indicates strength, everything that indicates knowledge is leaving this administration. General Kelly, General Mattis, so many others.
McMaster,
exactly. There is chaos now in this administration.
Back on December 11th, McGurk had said, "It would be reckless if we were just to say, well, the physical caliphate is defeated, so we can just leave now." The decision took the guys on the Hill by surprise, sparking a wave of rebukes, rebuttals, and warnings.
Was this decision made with the advice of the military or counter to the advice of the military? That's the first question that I want to know.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Since the beginning of his presidency, Trump has shown his conflicting impulses over Syria.
Thank you very much, folks.
At times, the president has wanted to completely withdraw troops from Syria, but he's also been willing to launch strikes against the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad while insisting he wants to eliminate Daesh. But many in the White House have had to remind the president that the US troops have been in Syria to serve yet another major purpose: to counterbalance Iran, which has been invited by Syria to fight terrorist groups in the country. In September, John Bolton, US National Security Advisor, said the United States wouldn't leave Syria as long as Iranian forces continue to operate there, directly linking any withdrawal of American troops to the departure of Iranian forces. Against such a backdrop, U.S. Senator Chris Coons has called Trump's decision a great big Christmas gift to the leaders of Iran as well as Russia, paving the way for their powers to exert greater influence in the region. In return, it will diminish the status of the U.S. as the world superpower.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria.
Trump's decision to withdraw from Syria has also rattled allies like Britain, France, and Israel. A statement released by the British government said that while the so-called Global Coalition against Daesh had made progress, we must not lose sight of the threat they pose. Notably muted, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel called it, of course, an American decision. But analysts say the withdrawal would deal a blow to Israel's efforts to curb Iranian influence in Syria. Former Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Avigdor Lieberman has asserted that Trump's decision could lead to all-out war between Israel and Iran's proxies. In this regard, many see Israel as the clear loser in this latest turn of events. In addition, abandoning the Kurdish allies who have been faithful partners in fighting Daesh would cripple future American efforts to gain the trust of local fighters for US-led operations in the region, including in Afghanistan and Yemen. The question is, what are the real reasons that persuaded the US commander-in-chief to act the way he did on Syria? Taken together with Washington's hurry to negotiate with the Afghan Taliban, it seems that Trump is finally on the move as a man of peace, fulfilling his campaign pledge to prioritize nation building over wasteful military adventures in faraway lands. It is estimated that the Syrian war would cost the US $15.3 billion in 2019. The figures are even more staggering for Afghanistan. With 16,000 troops in the country, the war cost the US taxpayer $45 billion a year. The cost in treasure and human lives has been too high for America to continue with the strategy of intervening with military force here, there, and everywhere. Yet it seems that the prospect of imminent defeat in both Syria and Afghanistan has been a more decisive factor to influence Trump's decision.
السياسة الأمريكية عليها أن تقرر انسحاب القوات الأمريكية من سوريا اليوم لأن القوات الأمريكية بهذا المشروع الأمريكي في المنطقة وخاصة في سوريا هي خسرت المعركة وهذا إعلان خسارتها للحرب في سوريا وإعلان لانتصار القوات السورية على الإرهاب.
Moreover, as prospects for Trump's long-promised border wall with Mexico are diminishing, he is trying to deliver on another unfulfilled campaign promise. Observers believe that Trump has yet another axe to grind, saying he seeks to divert attention from the flood of investigations, lawsuits, indictments, and convictions arising not only from the 2016 presidential campaign, but from other questionable financial behaviors on the part of the Trump Organization and the Trump Foundation, dating to well before he announced his candidacy in 2015. Whatever the reasons, Trump's decision would benefit, in the first place, peace and security in Syria and the region. Unlike what the West claims, the fact is the brunt of the fight against Daesh has been borne by the Syrian government forces and their allies, including Russia and Iran, whose interest lies in stabilizing the security situation in the quickest possible way. The departure of the US forces could help matters, since in many ways, the US military presence only impeded the anti-Daesh fight in Syria. It is well known that terrorist groups took shelter in the US-led security zones in eastern Syria. The Al-Tanf base and its 50 square kilometer security perimeter is only the most glaring example. Moscow, Tehran, and Damascus have repeatedly accused the US of training Daesh fighters at this base. Again, the no-fly zones prevented Syrian and Russian jets from hunting down the Daesh cadres and de facto amounted to US air cover for terrorists. There is no one single example of US involvement in the region resulted in peace. On the contrary, in the aftermath of its major interventions in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, the entire region has been consumed by sectarian, tribal, and terrorist violence. In the open-ended global war on terror, as they say, the US has managed to create and motivate more terrorists than have been killed and captured. By leaving Syria, the US troops are in fact giving room to peace and stability in the region. As an old saying goes, peace comes from within. it cannot be imposed from outside or by outsiders.